Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Tuesday the 3rd of August and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in Ghana, Ghana is seeking parliamentary approval to borrow as much as $1.7 billion in order to accelerate its oil and gas exploration by acquiring and developing assets. The investment push comes after ExxonMobil pulled out of an offshore prospect in May. That resulted in a massive negative blow for Ghana's burgeoning oil and gas sector. There are also rising concerns that the push for lower carbon energy may reduce the value of Ghana's hydrocarbon resources over time. And now in South Africa, the South African manufacturing activity shrank at its fastest rate in 14 months in July. It was weighed down by tighter coronavirus lockdown restrictions and civil unrest in some parts of the country. The seasonally adjusted APSA Purchasing Managers Index, a gauge of factory sentiments in Africa's most industrialized economy, fell to 43.5 points in July from 57.4 points in June. A decline below the 50-point mark separates expansion from contraction. The July PMI reading was the lowest since May of 2020. Still in the South, Bank of Botswana's latest business expectation survey reveals that companies are upbeat about the economic activity over the next year compared to the previous survey's results. Companies now expect the real GDP to increase to 2.9% in 2021 compared to their previous expectation of just 2.2%. Despite the overall improvement in the outlook, it is still significantly less than optimistic than the forecast of the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development, which expects a growth of 8.8%, and that of the IMF, which forecasts an 8.3% increase. Sudan's consumer price index inflation continues to soar. The headline print hit 412.8% year-on-year in June compared to the 378.8% year-on-year in May. According to the latest data published by the state news agency, inflation for food and beverage group was up by 247.9% year-on-year in June compared to the 241.8% year-on-year in the previous month. Sudan is currently undergoing a program monitored by the IMF, which involves several reforms such as currency devaluation and the removal of subsidies for some good. Thank you so much for listening to us. Remember to subscribe, rate and review us wherever you catch us. It does make a difference. Good day.